Roger Goodell.
Well, good evening. I always like to say, leave it up to Arthur Blank to have the first groundbreaking ceremony in prime time. And Arthur did it, so good for you, Arthur. It's a thrill for us to be here. Many of you may know we have an owners' meeting here tomorrow, but we're all here to support Arthur and this great city for what you are about to embark on. All of us, at one point or another in the NFL, have been through the stadium issue, and they're never easy, but they take determination and commitment, and that's what Arthur showed, probably with an awful lot of patience, too, but it is something that is worth it, not only for the long-term stability for the franchise, but for this community. And one of the things that I know Arthur takes great pride in is this community and the role that the Falcons play in that community. So, Arthur, I know this is an important day for you. We're honored to be here on your behalf and to support you. You deserve this evening, and we're thrilled that we can be a small part of the great success that you're about to create here. Let me also just tell you that stadiums are not just bricks and mortar. They're not just a place to play in. They're our stage. It's something that's critically important to the NFL experience and something that we always work to improve on. And I'm sure, knowing Arthur and knowing this community, that this stadium will be something all of you will be proud of and will attract great events and will be a great economic driver for this community and drive development that will make all of us will look back and say, this is a great thing for this community. But they don't happen without great public-private partnerships. And we had that here. And we were fortunate to have a great leadership from a number of public figures, most importantly, Mayor Reed. The mayor was there every day. His leadership skills were evident from the beginning. And I like to say, on a national basis, having been involved in a lot of these stadiums, they do not happen without great leadership. So my job is to hand it off to a great leader, Mayor Reed.
Thank you so much, Roger, and welcome to Atlanta. Commissioner Goodell runs one of the most successful professional sports leagues in the world, and I'm so happy that he would be here on such an important occasion for our city today. I'd like to extend an open invitation for him to come back anytime he likes, especially if he wants to announce that we're going to win the Super Bowl. Y'all can clap for that. It's a little pressure. I'd also like to thank my friend Governor Deal, the Georgia General Assembly, my senior team, and the Atlanta City Council, particularly Councilmember Michael Julian Bond. I'd like to thank Frank Poe with the Georgia World Congress Center for everything that they did collectively to get this deal done. We wouldn't be standing here today without everyone's help getting the ball over the goal line. I'd also like to thank Major League Soccer Commissioner Dan Garber. Under your lead, we can clap for that. 10,000 season tickets, baby. Not bad. Under your leadership, MLS has become one of the premier soccer leagues in the world. I was thrilled to be there when you officially announced that the city of Atlanta will be home to the 22nd MLS franchise. And finally, I would like to thank Arthur Blank, or as I like to think of him, Atlanta's Bruce Wayne. If the mayor of Atlanta had a red phone, it would ring Arthur Blank's house. Please give it up for my friend Arthur Blank, everybody. Arthur is a special man, He's also a terrific NFL owner. He's made the Atlanta Falcons organization something that the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia can be proud of. And we're so excited that he's adding the excitement of an MLS team to his organization's portfolio. Today, we're breaking ground on one of our city's next iconic landmarks in the heart of downtown Atlanta. The new Falcon Stadium will create jobs, enable us to compete for world-class sporting events, and draw even more visitors to support our city's $13 billion convention and tourism industry. Atlanta really is a city of dreamers and doers, and once built, this state-of-the-art retractable roof stadium will provide a fan experience worthy of one of America's leading cities. I'm confident that the best is yet to come, and we're going to see what it looks like in just a minute. This stadium will better enable us to compete with other venues for major national and international sporting events. It will allow Atlanta to continue to host the SEC Championship game, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and many more Final Fours. And it will strengthen future bids for the College National Championship game. And of course, we want a Super Bowl. We've already seen how effective a tool it can be. It helped bring MLS to Atlanta. And one day, I hope it will help us become a World Cup host city. I need you guys to travel with me. Y'all about the only folks clapping out there. The stadium will help Atlanta's economy get stronger. First, its construction will generate hundreds of well-paying jobs. The stadium will be a win for the surrounding neighborhoods and small businesses. The Atlanta Falcons are investing $50 million in infrastructure improvements and another $15 million in philanthropy for English Avenue, Vine City, and Castleberry Hill neighborhoods. The city of Atlanta, through Invest Atlanta, will match that with another $15 million because we too believe in these neighborhoods. Finally, this stadium will help Atlanta's hospitality sector. As I said, it's a $13 billion business, but it also supports 230,000 local jobs. Last year, a record 45 million visitors came to Atlanta, and there's no doubt that because of this stadium, many more will continue to come. This stadium will also keep the Falcons in the heart of the city of Atlanta for 30 years. And with the College Football Hall of Fame just a short walk away, visitors will know that we intend to make Atlanta America's football capital. Again, congratulations and thanks to all of you who made this moment possible. I'd like to introduce my friend and colleague, Frank Poe, the Executive Director of the Georgia World Congress Center. Frank, it's your turn now. Congratulations.
Well, good evening. What a very special night this is indeed. To our Honorable Mayor, Kasim Reed, Commissioners Goodell and Garber, and Mr. Blank, on behalf of the Governor of the great state of Georgia, the Board of Governors for the Georgia World Congress Center Authority, and our staff, it is my honor to represent the state of Georgia on this very special occasion. Many of us present today have been personally involved through conceptualizing and shaping the relationships with the Atlanta Falcons and the city of Atlanta that will result in this development. The project we are celebrating today has required leadership, foresight, and indeed careful planning. While we are all just breaking ground today, in just a few short years, we will be opening an amazing venue, which will, for Georgia, the Georgia World Congress Center Authority, and the city of Atlanta, retain our current customers as well as secure significant new events for our state, and to continue to realize the economic benefit driven by all the events that we host here on the Georgia World Congress Center campus. A number of individuals here are here with us today
had a special role in getting this project to this point. And if I could, I'd like to take a point of personal privilege to call those out. I'd like to recognize Tim Lowe, Lee Hunter, Chair and Vice Chair, as well as the Board of Governors for the Georgia World Congress Center Authority. Also, Kevin Duvall, Sherry Spinks, Carl Atkins, Mark Zimmerman, whose dedication and focus in getting the deal done could not have been accomplished without their support, and to all the employees of the Georgia World Congress Center Authority. We celebrate and recognize the vision and tenacity of our mayor, the Authority Board of Governors and staff, and Mr. Blank and his team as we look forward to the grand opening of this stadium in 2017. To Mayor, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your friendship and partnership in this endeavor. And to you, Mr. Blank, thank you for your wisdom and your foresight. We look forward to growing our partnerships with each of you and your teams in the years to come. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of this program tonight. Thank you.
Please welcome Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber.
See, Mayor, it's pretty easy. They're not that expensive, and they travel with me wherever I go. I'll lend them to you. It's a good rate. You know, it's very interesting. When I showed up tonight, I hadn't realized that it was the spring NFL owners meeting in town, and it reminded me of a time literally 15 years ago to the week. I was a young executive at the NFL, and I was at an owners meeting here in Atlanta at an event at the Atlanta Art Museum. And two of the MLS founders, Robert Kraft and Lamar Hunt, came up to me and they said, we've just launched Major League Soccer. We have a commissioner. We're not that crazy about him. What do you know about soccer? I said, absolutely nothing. He said, you're the guy for us. You're going to be our new commissioner. It's a true story. It was just about a month ago today that we were here in town with Mayor Reed and Frank Poe and lots of members of the Terminus Legion to welcome Arthur and your family and the city of Atlanta to Major League Soccer. And it's such a pleasure to be back with Roger, with the mayor, and with Frank to be part of this really historic announcement for the city, for the region, for the National Football League, and as well for Major League Soccer. You know, Atlanta's always been a great sports town, and it's really been led by the popularity of the Falcons. And now, thanks to Arthur's commitment and his belief in our sport, this city, this region, all of the Southeast will be able to join this movement that we're all trying to embark on to turn the United States into a soccer nation. So once again, we want to thank Arthur for his commitment. We were pretty surprised to hear with a team that's not yet been named. It's only been in existence for a month. It won't start playing until 2017, that there's already been 11,000 season tickets sold. So I think that really speaks to what is going to happen when this team hits the ground and plays in this brand new stadium. Arthur had a great idea to have the first game in the stadium be an MLS game. And though our configuration will be 29,000 in a very unique and efficient way, we're hoping to break the record for an MLS game and have over 71,000 people on opening day in March of 2017. So congrats to you, Arthur, to your staff for doing such a terrific job with your launch, to all your soccer fans and partners, and to all of your partners at Major League Soccer, and all of us that are really trying so hard to build the sport. We're really very excited about what the future holds. Mayor Reed, it's really good to see you back here today. Everyone here in the city knows the wonderful job you did. I think Roger said it well. Great cities have great leaders, and when you can put the private and public sector together and do things that become icons for the community, bringing jobs but also bringing excitement and urban development and all sorts of other things that make people in the city happy, it's a wonderful accomplishment, and you really should be very proud. Frank, That public-private partnership is really going to get taken to the next level. We know that the World Congress Center Authority is going to be working hard to make this a building that will not just be the best NFL stadium in the world, but it'll be one of the great soccer venues in the world. And with that, we have a pledge and a commitment to bring international games here, similar to the one that we played here with Mexico and Ecuador just a few months ago. If we're able to continue to do the things that we were able to achieve last month, our hope is that all of us can come together in our country with great leadership and bring the World Cup to the United States in 2026. And if that happens, I'm very, very confident that Atlanta will be a venue which will be a great host city for this part of the country. So heartfelt thanks on behalf of everybody that loves the game. We look forward to being back in 2017. Thank you very much.
Please welcome Atlanta Falcons and MLS Atlanta owner and chairman, Arthur Blank.
Thank you very much. I love that. Thank you. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a typical evening in Atlanta. So for those of my NFL partners that will one day vote for a Super Bowl, this is normal weather in Atlanta, so even in February. So tonight, we are definitely a step closer to a collective vision becoming a reality, the official groundbreaking for the new stadium. The new stadium we're celebrating tonight would not have been possible without all of the partnerships and the relationships, the civic, the government, and the business leaders that you've heard from tonight and are in the audience tonight. Without a significant contribution from the city, the mayor, the city council, the governor, governor's staff, and my NFL partners, many of which are here tonight, I want to thank you for your support as well for this project. And without the tenacity and dedication of our own stadium leadership team, starting with our president and CEO, Rich McKay, is sitting here, and I could name our whole staff sitting here, our coach, our general manager. Without their partnership and commitment, and without the stadium design and construction teams, we wouldn't be at this threshold this evening. So there are so many people here to thank, and it is getting dark, that I'll take personal privilege and go through and thank every one of them. No, I won't do that. But I do actually want to say this is the strongest collection of partners that I've ever worked with in a 50-year business career. I also want to take a point of personal privilege and say thank you to my family, 15 members of which are here tonight. If you would stand up and give them a round of applause for being so supportive and wonderful to me. All of you stand, please. My family, thank you. Thank you all for being here with us. And I... At the end of this project, I hope, or I should say I know, that this project will be viewed as the most successful public-private partnership in the history of Atlanta and the history of our state. Very often, and I think the Commissioner alluded to this, Commissioner Goodell alluded to this, that stadiums are viewed from a variety of perspectives. And this is called the home of the Falcons, but it'll be much more than that. It'll be home of the Falcons, and it'll be operated by a sister company, the Falcons, but it will be iconic in every sense of the word. In the unique design, the 360-degree, 60-foot-high video board, the retractable roof, the window to the city, the adaptability to many other events. Our goal is for this building to be a landmark to the city and to the state, not just for the events, but for people to come and visit and to enjoy all the other wonderful activities that surround us where we are tonight. A few weeks ago, we had a number of visitors from the NFL who came down and studied our plans, looked at what we were doing, and they came away and they made a comment to our team president, Rich McKay, and that is that, you know, this is probably not only the best sports and entertainment venue in the United States, but maybe the best in the world. And that's a great compliment, obviously, to all the people that I've mentioned, and now we have to go ahead and build it and fulfill that dream, and I promise you that we'll do it. It also will represent the highest environmental standards that are possible in terms of sustainability on the inside and on the outside, connecting ourselves to the community in any single possible way. And because the building is uniquely designed to accommodate soccer, that allow us and give us the privilege to be awarded the 22nd Major League Soccer franchise by the commissioner and by my partners in MLS as well. The team will play in 2017, and it'll be the first sporting event that'll be held inside this unique building, and we're excited about that. And as Frank Poe said, the stadium will give us the opportunity, the Georgia World Congress Center, the opportunity to continue to host and compete the many events which the Georgia Dome and the Congress Center has done beautifully for many years, the SEC Championship, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, the Final Four, and a variety of other events. And we'll make Atlanta and Georgia even more competitive for both FIFA World Cup, hopefully Super Bowl, and Major League Soccer friendly matches and all-star matches as well. And for those of you that don't know from the media, and as many shakers and bakers in the audience tonight, both commissioners are sitting right up here in the front. So when I finish tonight, sometime before the evening's over, you need to make your own siege on them and talk about the importance of the Super Bowl for Atlanta and talk about MLS All-Stars for Atlanta and friendly international matches for Atlanta. So make sure you do that. They're not going anywhere. They're right up here in the front. As the mayor has said, this will be the city's largest construction project probably for the next 3 years, and it's going to create construction opportunities in the surrounding communities. The building's design and landscape and through the work of our family foundation will make tremendous difference in these west side neighborhoods that are just to the west of where we are right now. So from the start of this project, and Frank Poe knows this, and Tim Lowe knows this, and our team president knows this, Rich McKay, we've talked about this being a dual challenge for us. First challenge, obviously, is to build this iconic, unique stadium, sports and entertainment venue, and we're going to do that, and we will do that. But frankly, that's going to be the easiest part of the job. The more difficult part of the job is to make a lasting change in these communities in ways that we look back in years to come and say, we changed the human capital. We made a difference in people's lives. And I will tell you that as a family foundation, as a family, as an organization, and as a league, we are committed to doing that. And again, the commissioner, both commissioners alluded to that. It's not just about the game on the field, it's about the game off the field. It's about winning the Super Bowl of life or the Super Bowl of whatever version you want to call it, but making a difference in people's lives. So we're committed to doing that. We've done it for many years in these communities through our Atlanta Falcons Youth Foundation, in English Avenue, in Vine City. We've done it with our players, our Falcon players, have outreached in these communities in a variety of ways in partnership with other institutions and organizations in these communities. And this will give us an opportunity to be a catalyst for sustained real change, substantial change over a very long period of time. And we're equally excited about that opportunity. One of the first key steps is the West Side Works, which is a long-term neighborhood project. Essentially, it gives us an opportunity to train and employ people in this community, and it'll be housed in this community at a local school facility that was used as a school. Give us an opportunity to train locally, to hire locally, to have in excess of 100 people and probably substantially more of that involved in the construction of these jobs and these opportunities that we're going to present. So we're enthused about making a huge difference in terms of the facility, in terms of everything we're going to bring through MLS and through NFL here, and we're excited about being able to leverage all that. And the mayor has talked about this on a number of occasions, to leverage our investment, you know, through our commitment to the funds relating to this community, the city's commitment to invest in Atlanta, and hopefully to encourage other people in this community tonight that are sitting with us and elsewhere to involve in those investments as well. So let me close by simply saying that, you know, for me, this is a tremendous commitment for us and our family. There are many reasons that we're doing this. It's a commitment to the National Football League. It's a commitment to Major League Soccer. It's a commitment to all the wonderful sporting events and entertainment events that have been held here and will be held here for years and years to come. It represents a 48-year commitment that the NFL's had to Atlanta and the Falcons have had to Atlanta. It represents my own personal 36-year commitment, which started here in 1978 as co-founder of a great company called the Home Depot. And it gives us an opportunity to be part of an economic driver in this community. And as I said earlier, to be a participant and a stakeholder and a shoulder-to-shoulder worker in making a difference in people's lives. God bless you all for being here. We deeply appreciate everything you've done for all of us and look forward to this wonderful journey together. Thank you.
now taking place for the groundbreaking ceremony. Mark Farha. Tommy Holder. Bill Johnson. And Frank Poe. Mayor Kasim Reed. Rich McKay. Don Garber. Roger Goodell. Arthur Blank.
Okay, this is for Atlanta, for the Falcons, for the NFL, for Major League Soccer, for the iconic stadium, for all of our wonderful partners. Thank you so much for being here. Let's look forward to getting this thing built in the next 3 years. God bless you. Okay.
Thank you for attending the groundbreaking ceremony for the new Atlanta Stadium. Please drive safely as you depart.